One time, long time ago, before my father passed away, I asked him, how do you keep from crying when you don't want to cry? And he said, just think on rethought. So maybe that'll help me get through this. I had the privilege of living with Grandma and knowing Grandma. And I think a lot has been said about her sacrifices. I don't remember Grandma ever complaining about her lot in life. I know Grandma loved Heavenly Father. I know Grandma had a testimony of the church. And she told me one time, she says, you know, I only really left the church and did what I did to make Grandpa happy, and it didn't work. She's a supreme example of repentance and using the Savior to change her life. She was an example to me of hard work. I was a teenager and I couldn't keep up with her. She now, after enduring to the end and never complaining about her lot in life, and I know, because of her health, she suffered a lot of pain. And I know during her life, she loved others. And when I was with her, she was constantly serving others. Especially, she loved and served her family. And never complained about being a mother. Never complained about not having money. Never complained about how Ted treated her, even though I know what a great disappointment it had to be to her to go to the temple of our Heavenly Father with the man she loved and to have him come out the doors and tell her, my mother always made me go to church and I'm never going again. I don't have to now. Instead, because she loved him, she tried to stick it out. She sacrificed and gave her all for her children. She wasn't able to make a lot of money. And you'd never know she was missing those four fingers. She did everything everyone else did. To me, she is the supreme example of a grandmother, what a mother should be. And I just pray I can live up to her example. Grandma no longer has to speculate what it's like on the other side. Her faith has turned to knowledge. And I know Grandma is with George, and she's happy, and she's with her father, who I know she spoke to me often about, and she really loved and missed him. And she was proud to be a Woodruff. She was so proud of being the granddaughter of Wilford Woodruff. And she joined Daughter of Utah Pioneers and became the president. And I know that he has opened his arms to her and thanked her for what an example she's been in her life, for the goodness that she has done in her life. And I know if she was here, she would say, now is the time to prepare to meet God. Now is the time to perform our labors. Because once we pass on the other side, the test is over. And I know that Grandma prays for us still, and all her life she has prayed and hoped. Even though accepting us as the way we are, she still has that hope that we can come and be with her. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.